Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Everybody, we've got a glorious day, Thursday in Seattle. It's actually sunny. I can't believe it. Welcome to the Fire It Up with CJ show. I'm CJ Liu, and we are actually going to start our four-part series and look at getting a decent paying job in today's market. And I am so excited to have Ann Keeney, who I've known for years when she first started off in Seattle Jobs Initiative, a group that she now heads up. And we are going to talk about what's happening in the job market and what it means in terms of higher education. Welcome, Ann. It's great to have you here.
Great. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, so I want folks to know all about Seattle Jobs Initiative. So tell us a little bit about who you generally work with.
Well, we help people who are interested in moving from minimum wage jobs into living wage careers in fields like office administration, manufacturing, healthcare, or automotive technology. So we work with a variety of adults, different ages and different backgrounds. We work with single parents, young adults, workers who've been laid off, immigrants and refugees, people who have gaps in their work history, people who are struggling with personal issues. And we've certainly been working with a lot of people who've been left behind in the recession. So let me just give you an example of the type of person who comes to the Seattle Jobs Initiative. I think of Travis, who is a military veteran, and he had few marketable skills. He came to us last year. And he got laid off from a job. He had no benefits, and he had no skills, and he always wanted to work in the healthcare industry. So he came into our program, and he told us of his desire to work in healthcare, and we helped him enroll at the community college in a nursing assistant program. And so he passed that program. He passed the state exam, and he was able to land a full-time job as a nurse's aide transporting patients to and from surgery. So he now makes $35,000 a year, was able to get off food stamps, and he has a great career at Swedish Medical Center.
Yay for Travis. That's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
So when you talk about, you said earlier, you're describing Seattle Jobs, and if you said it's about moving from minimum wage to living wage, what does living wage mean?
Well, to get on a career path, I mean, when we look at living wage, we're talking about $20 an hour. So that's the end goal. The folks that come through our training in 2 3/4, they're probably going to start anywhere from $12 to $15 an hour. So it's not the end goal, but it's certainly on a path. We place people in jobs that pay not only $12 to $15 an hour, but also have benefits and have career advancement. So we're very particular about the areas that we concentrate on.
Okay, and what's this $20,000? Just what does $20 an hour amount to? Sorry, I can't do the math quickly enough. What is that?
It's about $40,000 a year.
Okay, got it. So that's the goal. And in Travis's case, he came over with you and said, "Hey, I want actually to go into healthcare." And so what you did? Tell us a little bit about what you did to help him get there. I know he got a nursing assistance program, but what did you do specifically to help him?
Well, so one of the first things is he was low income, so we connected him to food stamps, which he needed help with that. And I believe, and I don't know if this is in Travis's case, but sometimes people come to us and they're in unstable housing situations. They might be couch surfing or they might be homeless. So we'll connect them up to a social service agency in transitional housing so they can stay there during their training and then also stay there when they first couple months that they're on the job. I think one of the key things that we do is the coaching around the career. Now, in Travis's case, he came and he had a really clear idea. He had a passion for wanting to work in healthcare. We get people that haven't really decided what they want to do. They think they might want healthcare, but then we get down to it. It's like, oh, but I'm afraid of the sight of blood. It's like, well, that's probably not the best career choice for you. Or someone who comes into manufacturing and says, you know, I can't stand on my feet all day. It's like, well, this is probably not a career for you. So a lot of that coaching is what we do up front.
Right. So you actually try to, in the coaching that I'm hearing, is like trying to get like a reality assessment on whether it's like, well, here's what the job involves. And you've already said you don't like being on your feet. So it's that kind of reality.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. And then also being realistic about, you know, some people are coming in and their education trajectory is, you know, a full time for 2 years. Not many people who come to us can go to school full time for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So part of the coaching that we do is, so what's the part-time job plan? How are you going to sustain yourself? You know, are there child care issues? You know, all of that. So it's a lot of personal coaching. It's a lot of career counseling, if you will. And then it's really education planning. And how do you navigate the community college system? Because it's pretty complicated to do that, to put that all together.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about community colleges right after this. But it sounds like it's kind of, it's interesting because you do the basic needs, right? Like food, water, you know, place, shelter, right? And
right.
Then it's about like how you make, now how do you actually, you know, given that you probably will have to make a transition, how do you do that? And then how to coach people. So that's awesome. Tell me a little bit how you work with employers.
So the way we work with employers is, first thing that we do is we understand their industry and their business. So we do a lot of research before we go in because we want them to see us as a credible partner. Mm-hmm. So we're tracking on the trends. So, for example, manufacturing in this area in Seattle, Boeing is ramping up its hiring. So we're tracking on that there's a little bit of a bump in manufacturing jobs in our area, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in healthcare. We know that a lot of the healthcare providers are in the process of converting over to electronic records.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really going to understand what is the database that our people are using and is that something that someone can train on in the workplace in our training programs that we do at the community college. One of the interesting things we found out recently, some of the healthcare providers are not hiring people who are smokers. That is not something that we considered when we told people about healthcare, but it's something that you're going to have as part of the conversation.
Right.
So really listening to employers is definitely super important. So that's, you know, really
so is it
really
just
the
reality checking then? Is when you meet with employers, is it just to give the people that you're trying to help a sense of reality checking, or is there something else that you're looking for in addition to that?
Well, we're also looking for an in, quite frankly, right?
Yeah.
So we're either talking to, in most cases, we're talking to an HR manager. We always try to get in to meet with the hiring supervisors to really understand the nuances of the job so that we're best informed. So the way we also work with employers is we invite them to comment on our curriculum. The other thing is we really try to integrate them into our training program so that we have them come into the classroom. And sometimes they teach. They do mock interviews.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we really try and integrate them so that they see that we're, you know, what they're saying that they need in the workplace, we're actually incorporating as part of our training.
Right, so it's like if I trained this person and they had these skills and they came in with these level of, you know, skills, understanding, and this wage, would you hire them? And if they say yes, you're like, great, because I have three people for you. It's
exactly.
Like a matchmaking process, is that right? Okay.
Exactly.
All right, so what do people do if they, you know, people are compelled, either an employer or someone who's looking for a job in the Seattle area is interested in coming to see you, what should they do? What's your next step?
Well, people can come to us at in any way, shape, or form. So some people, like I mentioned, Travis, he had thought through. He had really wanted to work in healthcare. Other people, they're not really sure. Some people might come to us and say, look, I just need a job right away, and then I can think about training. And
okay.
We will work with all of those people.
Okay. And they go, tell us about your website. So it's seattlejobsinitiative.com. Tell me what that URL again.
It's seattlejobsinitiative.com. And so we actually partner with community agencies. So, CJ, if you were to come into our program tomorrow, we would hook you up with one of our community partners, and the first thing they would do would be having a conversation with you about what your interests are and what your situation is. They would be doing an assessment to try and understand, you know, what is the right match for you in terms of, do you need to go to a job right away or do you need to go to training? And then once you decide that, oh, I do want to go to training, I want to go to that office occupations training program you have at South Seattle Community College, we would sit down with you, or they would sit down with you and coach you through that and start filling out financial aid forms and helping you prep through the whole process.
Awesome. So folks out there, SeattleJobsInitiative.com, but mostly they're community organizers. And we're going to talk next about the thing that we talked about earlier, which is education and the kind of education you need to get a good paying job. So listen to segment two of our four-part series. A big thanks to you, Anne. Great. I love the mission and what you guys are doing. And remember, if you missed part of the show or want to hear more, then look us up on iTunes or fireitupwithcj.com. Thanks for listening.
Through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hello, everyone. This is CJ Liu, and I have a big cup of coffee in Seattle style, and I'm having coffee here with my good friend, Ann Keeney, who is telling us all about the job market and in higher education and how you can find a decent-paying job in today's market. So, Ann, thank you again for being here.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks for having coffee with me. Coffee talk with me. All right. So what I know, one of your missions is to really eliminate some of the barriers to for people so that they can find good paying long-term work. And I wanted to ask you, you know, what have you learned about from employers in terms of what, you know, what are their issues right now with the job market today from employer perspective?
Well, the two critical things. So the first thing is we've seen a huge increase in skill requirements for entry-level jobs just in the last 10 years. So what used to take a one-quarter college program now requires 2 quarters of college training full-time for the same job with the same pay. Mm. So more and more jobs are requiring education beyond high school. So just to kind of give you a sense, the share of jobs in 1973 that required some education beyond high school was 28%. Mm-hmm. And in 2008, it's jumped to 59%.
Wow.
So we're constantly seeing that. I mean, really think about the person that, you know, 15 years ago answered phones at a law firm, was literally just answering the phones. But now they're doing word processing, they're updating web pages, they might be tweeting on behalf of the law firm or whatever. They're much more sophisticated.
I so don't want to tweet from a law firm. Sorry.
Well, you know, social media is so big in Seattle, and there are a ton of firms that are using Facebook and Twitter, and those are becoming the entry-level skills that people need in office jobs. It's amazing.
Yeah, so it's really basically the skill requirements are really much more than just high school. Right?
That's right. I mean, you know, President Obama has talked about 13th year as a bare minimum of what people need in this labor market, and that's true. Once you finish high school, you have to at least go on for another year. I think the other thing that we hear time and again from employers from the very first day when we started Seattle Jobs Initiative is that they're looking for people with good soft skills. Those are the interpersonal skills, things like dependability, the ability to meet deadlines, to be a team player, problem solve, and work independently. We hear this from all types of employers, from manufacturing shops, auto dealers, to hospitals, insurance companies, and law firms. Mm. So it is universal. It's never changed. As skills requirements go up, these interpersonal skills and demands also go up. Mm-hmm. It's what employers say, not only what gets you hired because of the interview, but what gets you promoted.
Mm.
So it's a huge part of the workplace.
Okay, so I want to start off with the community colleges as a venue for making that happen. How does that fit in? How do community college help solve the problem?
Well, in our particular program, so we partner with community colleges. They provide the technical skills, and we bring that soft skills as an added bonus to the training. Some community colleges will have a class. They might call it interpersonal skills or business communication. But with our program, we make that a mandatory requirement, and we're constantly coaching around that.
Right.
So it's one thing to finish a training, but if you can't sell yourself on the job, and a lot of that is the soft skills part of it, you're not going to get the job. So that's a lot of what we bring to the table as part of this partnership with community colleges.
Okay, so I would actually, if I were to come to Seattle Jobs Initiative, one, you would get me on like you did with Travis, where you would get me on like specific training that I would need for like that community training. And then you would also give me soft skills on how to be dependable and a team player and those kind of things. Is that what you meant for soft skills training?
Exactly. Yeah. And so we have some programs, we have a cohort training. So it's all the students in the class are Seattle Jobs Initiative students. So they get to practice the workplace behaviors while they're training. So they clock in and clock out. They have a supervisor on staff who's not one of the instructors but is a part-time person that helps with manage the cohort of the class. That person acts as a supervisor, so people get practice. They do performance evaluations 3 times over the course of the training. So people get really good at presenting issues and getting feedback and giving feedback to their supervisor, that kind of thing.
Mm,
so those
brilliant.
Things are super important. Yeah.
Super creative. So you're basically, as I understand it, you're making the classroom be the job. So when they come to the classroom, it's their job and their supervisor, and instead of grades, or do they get grades and performance evaluations? I assume
Yes, they do. And what's so important about that, especially for someone who's had gaps in the work history, might have been let go at a previous job, they have to a lot of claim to do. So what we've really designed the cohort training is to be able to say, to allow the individual to say, look, here's maybe some gaps in my work history, but I've just finished this 6-month program. It's 35 hours a week. I was there every day on time. If you don't believe me, talk to my supervisor. Part of the program also, we have internships. So it's not just believe what the school says, but go ahead and talk to my supervisor at Kibble and Prentice or Fred Hutch or Swedish Medical Center. So what we're trying to do is to help people have a up-to-date resume and work experience. So we have them put that internship right at the top of their resume. So instead of seeing maybe 1 or 2 years of gaps in the work history, they see, you know, the most relevant. And part of the selling is I've actually been trained on the most relevant Microsoft Word and Access database, those kinds of things. So it's
wonderful.
A huge confidence booster for the student. And it also resonates with the employer when they see, oh, wow, this person has just spent some time working at Fred Hutch Cancer Research Center, which is a well-respected organization. And so people are interested in recruiting for folks that have had that experience working at Fred Hutch.
So let's go quickly to someone who is like a typically being served by community colleges. What's a typical demographic or person who would be best served by community colleges?
Well, the average age of a community college student is 28 years old.
Wow.
And most of the folks that go to community colleges are going part-time. So they are working either full-time or part-time and then going to school. So, you know, again, variety of students, but when I think of a recent graduate that we had who's really leveraged our training and continued on, I think of Ellen, who just graduated last year. She's a mother of young children, married mother of young children. She needed to rejoin the labor market because she needed to support her family. And she was having a hard time finding a job. She didn't have the relevant skills. So her mother, who actually was a graduate of the Seattle Jobs Initiative, convinced her to enroll in the program. And she enrolled and graduated at the top of her class.
Aww.
She was hired as an administrative assistant at Swedish Medical Center. But her ultimate career goal is to become a nurse. And so what she did was she signed up to continue on with her education as a and get a nurse's aide certification, which allowed her to be competitive for a job as a patient care representative. So she is continuing on with her education. She's actually not in school right now because she's got a young family and she's balancing everything. But her ultimate goal is to go on and become an LPN. So that's a very typical person that would come into Seattle Jobs Initiative and really get that boost. It's almost like a gateway class to help you continue on with your training and your education.
Okay, we have a couple more minutes on the segment. We have someone calling in with a question, but I want to ask real quickly, tell us very briefly what you do in terms of the work that you do with community colleges and what some of the challenges they face.
Well, I think the biggest challenge that community colleges face is the completion rates. So for students that are seeking a 2-year degree, the completion rate is about 30%. And I know that is a big issue for colleges. They're really trying to develop programs to address that issue. One of the most exciting examples is a program in New York City called ASAP, which is part of the CUNY system. And they set out a goal to boost their completion rate from 30% to over 50%. They've just finished their third cohort, and they've been extremely successful. So they've been able to help students get they've helped the college and the students also increase the completion rates dramatically. So that's a huge part. I think the other big challenge that community colleges faces is around providing student support. So I think it's like about 42% of the students that come to community college are first-time college students.
Oh, wow.
So they really need some help on how to plan and how to navigate and all those kinds of things. Unfortunately, community colleges are facing major budget cuts, and one of the first place people go is the budget cutters go is in the student services. So that's a place that gets eliminated, and so then you have a situation where we have a college that the student-to-advisor ratio is one advisor to 900 students.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's really not very workable.
You're not advising anything.
Yes. Well, and you're not really, you know, if people come in with personal issues around housing or transportation, childcare, that is really, that's very challenging for, for community.
So you're working, I assume that that means that you're working with them to make sure that there's a higher completion rate and then also that they get the services that they need. We're going to be talking more about how to get your jump start into moving into higher education if that's something you're interested in. Ann Keeney, thank you so much. Stay tuned with us to learn more about getting a decent paying job in today's market. Part three, again, will be jumpstarting your move to higher education. We'll be right back.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe. See how I'll leave with every. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit SoulWorksCoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability. But only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I'm CJ Liu, and we have Ann Keeney here, who is the Executive Director of Seattle Jobs Initiative. Seattle Jobs Initiatives is really their goal is to eliminate barriers to good-paying long-term work, and we've just been talking about community college as a really good partner with folks who are interested in not basically completing their higher education. And, Chris, I guess we have some questions out there. Do we have folks out there, Chris? Not yet. So we're going to wait till we have a couple callers coming in wanting to ask.
Well, Jamel was on the line. Let's see if Jamel is there. Are you there, Jamel?
Yeah, I'm here.
There he is.
Hi, Jamel. Thanks for joining us. Did you have a question for Ann or a comment? Or?
Well, I did have a question. Hi, CJ. Hi, Miss Ann. I'm calling from Brooklyn. And I guess from my perspective, I'm a caregiver, sort of overwhelmed caregiver with situations and trying to get back into the out there to support myself. And I'm working on my GED because it was crazy when I was younger. It was just going to finish school. And what I'm trying to find out now is I heard that your conversation, which I loved. I want to know, is there a place for me now? Like, is there something I can do while I'm going to go on to go to community college or a regular college or, you know, college itself? Is it, when I heard the conversation, I was like, oh, my God, I hope there's a place for me, because I do need to work in times are getting tough, but I don't know where I would fit in, especially when you're working on the GED. And like she said, it is hard to do more. They want more, but I know there has to be something.
Yeah, so I think I'm hearing you're saying you're referring to when Anne was saying here there's usually a transition while you're in school. You're trying to get a paying job as well. And is your question, Jamel, how can I actually go find those paying jobs, and what is realistic? Was that your question?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Anne, did you have some thoughts?
Well, if you were living in Seattle, I'd be able to help you. But being in New York, I'm sure there are two places I would think about going. So one, your local community college. I'm not really familiar with the colleges in your area. I've heard a lot of great things about LaGuardia Community College, but I'm sure that your local community college has a workforce education department, and you want to contact them and ask them, because there are some special programs for someone, I would imagine, for someone in your situation that needs to work and go to school at the same time. So contacting them. The other resource is also your Workforce Investment Board. I don't know if you're familiar with that. You could Google that in the New York City area. I think actually you could go to the mayor's office, if I'm not mistaken, the New York City mayor's office. The Workforce Investment Board, I think, operates out of his office, and you can ask for the resource closest to you, and they also might be able to help you as well.
What are some jobs, what are examples of the kind of jobs people have in Seattle who are kind of doing part-time, or are they just mostly internships? What are the examples of jobs out there?
Well, so we try, and when people are trying to balance going to school and work, we're trying to get them a job in the area that they want to eventually go
into.
So again, if it's healthcare, you know, there's a variety of jobs. If you think of a hospital, you can, you know, there's administrative assistant jobs, there's working in food preparation, there's a lot of tech jobs. There's a variety of different jobs that people can get and go to school. The other thing that's important is if you can get connected with an employer, like I was telling you about Ellen, her employer actually paid for her to go to school. So that's
nice.
The other thing you want to be looking out, is there those opportunities? So I would think that at the community college, there will be someone in that workforce education department that has good relationship with employers that are going to be aware of internship. You know, some of them might be paid or unpaid, or the opportunity to, again, marry up going to college and working at the same time.
Great advice. Thank you, Jamel, for that question. So what I'm hearing is, one, go to the thank you so much, Jamel. Thanks for calling. So I'm hearing, one, go to the workforce education program at your community college. Go Google Workforce Investment Board. And if you're trying to get a job in a certain area that you already know, like, try to get a job within that industry. That's what I'm hearing.
That's right.
Your wisdom. Do we have another? We have some other calls, Chris, as well.
There is nobody on the line right now, CJ.
Okay, good. All right, so call. This is a great time to ask Ann questions. So if you have a question, what's the phone number again, Chris?
800-930-2819.
930-2819. So thank you for that. So, Ann, you were saying when we were talking about this earlier, you were saying, you know, people have their top three regrets and most in life, and you had said something interesting about schools. Tell us what you found out.
Well, there was research that Northwestern University did earlier this year that they asked adults what were their biggest regrets. And one of the top three was not completing their education. And, you know, I have to say, I hear that all the time mm-hmm. with the folks that we work with in the Seattle Jobs Initiative. So people who are in their 30s and 40s wishing they had finished their education long time ago, wish they had paid attention in class. I hear that a lot. Wish they had taken the advice of the teacher from high school that they should have gone on and continued their education. So it's very common. What's interesting about the classes that we have at the Seattle Jobs Initiative at the community college is we'll have individuals that are 45 and 21. So mm-hmm. the older students are mentoring these young people saying, look, this is an opportunity and you need to take advantage of it now because you don't want to be in my situation. So a lot of we see that all the time. And, you know, in the end, it really doesn't matter when you make the decision. But when you look out at the labor market, I think everybody, whether you're working today or planning to work in the future, you have to be sure that you have the most up-to-date skills. And I will tell you, those skills change every 2 years. So what we're teaching right now in our training program is very different than what we taught when we started out 14 years ago. So you really have to be, when they talk about that concept of lifelong learner, it's absolutely true. In fact, we were talking earlier about social media, and I was at an event where someone who's been in the IT industry for over 25 years, and now his job is tweeting or analyzing tweets. So companies, yeah, it's really wild. So he works for companies, and they have these tweeting campaigns, and he analyzes tweets to help refine their marketing campaign. And I said, wow, well, what did you do, you know, a couple years ago? And he said, you know, the job I had 7 years ago doesn't even exist. He said, the job I did 20 years ago is completely outdated. So that really is just another reminder that skills are constantly increasing and advancing, and you've got to stay on top of that. So it's really important to be continuing and thinking about how you're going to continue on with your education.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right. Things are moving so quickly. Just staying on top of things is hard. And I mean, and it's hard going back to school anyways, right? I mean, when you're 35,
absolutely.
You're like, oh, I have to go back again. I mean, what are some of the typical complaints? I know that you said that people, you know, regretted not going back, but what are usually some of the obstacles they have to going back?
Well, I mean, the first one, like you said, when we're older, we have other, you know, family obligations and work and rent or mortgage to pay. So balancing schoolwork and family is a huge challenge, and it's a major reason why people drop out. So you really have to be very thoughtful when you're planning to go back to school. I think the other thing that is really hard for students that are coming back to school or going to school for the first time is it's been a long time since they've been in school, and they might have to take some remediation classes, some basic math and English, before starting their college programs. So most community colleges will require you or ask you to take a placement test, and if you take that test cold, I guarantee you, you will not do as well as I think you might. And so it's really important that you address that hurdle as well, because taking that placement test can add on 1, 2, or 3 quarters to your education.
Wow.
And that means not only time, but money, because you're going to have to pay for those classes.
Right. So take the time to do the placement test well and place out of taking, like, the classes you don't have to spend money for later.
Exactly.
What other, we have about 2 more minutes. Give us what other kind of things that we should do in terms of a plan to self-advocate in community college.
Well, I think, again, as the previous caller was suggesting, is that if you're a working adult, I really encourage people to contact your workforce education department at the community college or your workforce investment board to see if there are programs for working adults. So in our area, there are different programs, cohort classes, so you're in a class of working adults in your same situation, online and evening classes. Is important. There also are opportunities to help with financing your education, so being able to talk to those folks. I think the other thing is brushing up on those basics, taking those practice tests. Again, check in with your college. I did want to let your listeners know about a great resource online called the Khan Academy, khanacademy.org. What this is it's actually designed for young people, but we found it very helpful for our adults. It's these little video vignettes explaining some of the things that you might have forgotten about decimals or fraction or basic geometry or basic algebra. So if you go on that, that's khanacademy.org. It's a great way to brush up on that, on those basic math. And he has a variety of other things. You can use it as a parent. You can use it with your kids. But it's a great way to prep yourself before you enroll in community college.
Yep, great. Great advice. Seattle Jobs Initiative Executive Director Ann Keeney, thank you so much for being with us and helping people, honestly, and getting a decent paying job and giving us hope. You know, there's hope out there, but you have to do some work, right?
Absolutely.
So Ann has helped us bring in Yolanda Fountain, who is a recent graduate from Seattle Jobs Initiative, who moved from being unemployed and homeless to working in a law firm. So tune in later on iTunes or at Fired Up with CJ and continue listening to hear the next segment of our four-part series.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Welcome
to Fired Up with CJ. I'm CJ Liu, and we are talking about finding a job in today's market and the importance of higher education. And we are so lucky to have Yolanda Fountain here, who is a recent graduate from Seattle Jobs Initiative. She graduated last March. And before that, she was off and on some different jobs, but pretty much unemployed and homeless living at the YWCA, where she learned about Seattle Jobs Initiative. And we're going to talk about her experience and how she actually worked with community colleges and turned it around. So welcome, Yolanda.
Hi.
Yeah, so I'm glad to have you here. So Yolanda's now working with in a law firm. Bird dogging.
Right.
Bird dogging those lawyers. It's so hard. I used to have a similar job, and that's not an easy one. You would have to get training doing that.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely correct.
So tell me, tell us about your job search experience before Seattle Jobs Initiative.
Well, basically, I was sending out resumes all day, every day. I didn't even get a call back for jobs, and it was looking pretty bad, pretty bad.
Yeah, how were you feeling? I mean, because that's so hard, because I've coached people. It's kind of hard, isn't it? I mean, how were you feeling?
Yeah. Basically, it's kind of like hopeless, you know, like, what am I going to do? I got, you know, 3 kids I got to feed, and I'm not even getting calls back, and, you know, I'm thinking like, okay, what can I do, you know, where I can at least, you know, get an interview or something where I can just talk with someone face-to-face and they know that I can do the job. And without, you know, a degree or anything, it's really hard.
So then how did you get to Seattle Jobs Initiative? How did you find out about them? And, I mean, at that point, it sounds like you're like, just please help me, you know?
I mean, right. Well, actually, one of the ladies that were staying at the Y with me, you know, I was thinking, okay, I would want to get a degree, but in the situation that I was in, being in a shelter, you know, I only had so much time before, you know, my time frame was up. So I'm like, if I can just get a certificate or something, you know, and she told me about Seattle Jobs Initiative, and I went for it.
Mm. And then what happened with it? I mean, tell us how your life turned around by working with them.
Well, the staff is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the program, the staff they're very intimate with the students and they really care. And it gave me hope. And I knew, like, you know, after, you know, they gave us a lot of orientations before we started class. And those orientations were like basically therapeutic to your mind. if you can understand what I mean when I say that. And it just, I knew that I had to go through this program. I'm like, you know, I knew it was hope there and it was still a chance that, you know, I can go out there and I can land a job and I can take care of my kids and, you know, be able to make a decent income, you know, and it could work out. So when I went through the program, you know, my grades were, they were very well. And it was hard, you know, trying to, you know, go through the program, living in a shelter at the same time. But everything worked out. It worked out great.
And how one of the things that Ann said that's so difficult and in your situation, too, is how did you balance having 3 kids and then also, you know, go through a rigorous academic experience? I mean, 35 hours a week is a lot plus a job, right?
Right.
Yes. That's a lot. That's a lot. How did you do it? How did you do it? How did you balance all of it?
Faith, just believing that I can finish. And then a lot of the things that the staff, you know, they shared their personal testimonies with us. And I just knew I couldn't give up because I started so many things in my life and didn't finish. And I'd made up in my mind, if I don't do anything else, I'm going to finish this program. And things kind of like start falling into place. And I just didn't get stressed out and worked up. And, you know, I just went with the flow and you know, time management, you know, just managing my time and, you know, just doing the best that I could with what I had to work with. And it was enough.
Yeah, so a lot of it was just in your mindset. So what were the helpful messages you said to yourself aside from don't give up? What else did you say to kind of like just get your head in the right space?
My kids are depending on me.
Sweet. That's sweet. Yeah, my kids are depending on me. I can't give up. Nice. Okay.
And knowing that it's going to be better.
Mm-hmm. So how does it feel now? I mean, how does it feel now that you know that you're in a job, a full-time job, I assume? How does it feel? How is it different?
Oh, feels like, wow. it was overwhelming, you know, like, wow, you know, it actually, you know, it paid off. It feels mm-hmm. like, you know, you just don't give up. You just never know what the end's going to be. So I'm just glad that I finished, because there was times I wanted to throw the towel in and walk away.
Well, what stopped you from throwing? I mean, because this is the thing that's so critical, right, is understanding mm-hmm. at that moment when you wanted to throw things away, what was it, your children, or was it the not give up, or was it something else that you're like, I'm not. This time I'm not. What
just
was it?
Just believing that I could do it. Just really mm-hmm. believing it. And knowing that, you know, it's about the end result, not what the circumstance is right now.
So tell me a little bit about how, you know, so you went to Seattle. Tell me a little bit about the experience. So you went over to Seattle Jobs Initiative. You got training. And then you had an internship, right? What was that all about?
I had an internship at Kivlin Prentice. It was an insurance company, and it was really, really informative, you know, for the, because I had skills before the program, but they weren't enough. Mm-hmm. And working at the internship, it gave me the extra, better words, to understand, you know, more about the Microsoft applications and reporting to the assistant vice president, you know, and just, you know, it helped me a lot, you know, because there was a lot of things that I hadn't done. It was something that I hadn't done before at all. And anything new you can use, and a lot of those things I'm using now.
That's awesome. Well, what I think is so interesting is that part of, I mean, you Word and you learn Excel, but if there's no practical application in which you use it immediately, it's kind of like, you know, whatever. Like, what are these skills for? So it sounds like that's what you got in your internship, right, is being able to kind of get a live application in that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And so if you were to give advice to yourself during those, during the juncture when you were at the YWCA, what would you have said to yourself at that time to inspire you at that earlier moment?
What would I say to me now, or at that time when I was going through class?
Yeah.
It's all going to be worth it. It's all going to be worth it. I remember saying one step at a time, one day at a time. I kept repeating that to myself.
It's going to be worth it one step at a time. And I actually think that that's actually some of the best advice, honestly, as someone who coaches someone. You just got to break it down, right? I mean, if you make it this into an insurmountable task, it really feels depressing. But to kind of like one step at a time, I'm like, you know, doing my internship, that's done. Now the next step, you know?
Right.
Any other advice for folks out there that are kind of making this kind of similar decision or trying, or even debating, like, I don't know, I'm still not thinking about it, I don't know. What would you say to them about?
Well, I have to basically say exactly what you said and the agreement with you about not just taking on so much and just, you know, knock out one goal at a time when you get involved or enlisted or in a program that you're striving for a goal and you work one spot, you know, one amount at a time. Don't try to take it all on at once, because it'll overwhelm you and you will quit. You take as much as you can, and you move forward.
Mm. Thank you so much, by the way. What an inspiration you're. Anne, any last minute comments before we break with our fourth segment?
No, I just, you know, again, huge tribute to Yolanda. And one thing she didn't mention is she's up for a promotion already.
Yay! So, that's awesome.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Well, that's fantastic.
And, so it's really great. Great.
Guys, I really want to thank the two of you so much, courage and inspiration and giving us hope, you know, because in a market like this, it kind of feels hopeless and depressing. And so knowing that there's a solution, that there's an answer, and that you did it, Yolanda, I mean, that's just awesome.
Thank you
so much. And a big thank to Chris, our station manager. Remember, listeners, if you missed part of the show, you can always listen later on iTunes or at firedupwithcj.com. Next week we have Barbara Hanclough and the 9 dimensions of consciousness. So everyone have a great weekend. Thanks everyone for listening, and thank you again, Yolanda and Anne.
It was great to be with you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.